reptiles were the first vertebrates to adapt to completely terrestrial life. Without a need to return to the water to breed, they also laid their tough, leathery eggs on dry land. Inside, their young could develop safely until such a time when fully formed miniatures broke through the shells, ready to face the fight. Out looking for blood, in a watertight skin, a warm up in the sun, got a mouthful of teeth, and a fin on my back, a warm up in the sun, and move on. The start of the Mesozoic era is marked by the greatest mass extinction the planet has ever seen. A series of natural catastrophes send the Earth's temperature rocketing, and almost 95% of all animal and plant life is snuffed out. Eventually, a new order of reptiles emerge to colonize the air, the land, and the seas.
I'm an ichthyosaur in the Triassic waves. Observe, I behave like a modern day whale, giving birth to live young in the seas where the mosasaurs hung. Oh, those mosasaurs and the plesiosaurs, marine reptiles with dagger like teeth along their gaping jaws.
Along with the great marine reptiles and the flying pterosaurs, the Mesozoic was the age marked with the emergence of the greatest reptile dynasty of all. It was the age of the dinosaurs. These amazing creatures adapted to fill every niche and came in many shapes and sizes. Amongst them, the most gigantic land animals that ever walked the earth.
Diplodocus Dunger on the Jurassic Plains, the sauropod range. To fibrous leaves and inadequate teeth, you need a stomach that's the size of a house. I'm a brachiosaur, and at near 200 tons there come countless complications during its growth.
For the next 100 million years, the dinosaurs dominated the land. A warm, steady climate allowed them to flourish. However, not even fearsome predators like the great Tyrannosaurus could escape their nemesis. A giant meteor hurtling towards the planet from outer space.
The Triceratops' beak is like a huge pair of shears. But